Good morning from Pharma and Biotech Daily, the podcast that gives you only what's important to hear in pharma e biotech world. Private biotech funding is on the rise, with venture firms investing in cell therapy developments in cancer care. Century has acquired Clade Therapeutics and raised $60 million through a private placement led by Bain Capital to expand its cell therapy technology. In the first quarter of 2024, 26 drug makers raised over $100 million each. The FDA has approved CAR-T therapies from J&J and Bristol-Myers for earlier use in myeloma treatment. The industry is also closely watching drug pricing negotiations, as Medicare gains the authority to negotiate drug prices, which has been fiercely opposed by the industry in the past. Overall, the biopharma sector is seeing significant investment and advancements in cell and gene therapies, with a focus on improving treatment options for patients. Cell therapy is gaining traction in the market for cancer treatment, with advancements in technology supporting the complex process of extracting immune cells, engineering them, and reinfusing them back into patients. While uptake has been limited, the impact of cell therapy in cancer care is growing. Biotechs are working on expanding the use of CAR-T cell therapies for multiple myeloma and exploring the potential of cell therapy in autoimmune diseases like lupus. The future of cell therapies looks promising, with new developments on the horizon. On April 11, Vertex announced plans to acquire kidney disease drugmaker Alpine for $4.9 billion, marking its largest acquisition ever. Meanwhile, Century purchased startup Clade Therapeutics and raised $60 million in funding to expand its cell therapy capabilities. The biotech M&A trend is on the rise, with Vertex's deal being the largest in the industry so far this year. Additionally, J&J and Rallybio are partnering to develop a preventive therapy for a rare fetal condition. Regeneron is facing a lawsuit from the U.S. government, alleging false price reporting on its blockbuster eye drug Eylea. The FDA has expanded its import ban on Chinese manufacturer Jiangsu Shenli Medical Production to include all plastic syringes due to quality system failures. Steris is selling its dental segment for $787.5 million to focus on healthcare, pharma, and medtech markets. Philips is restricted from selling respiratory machines in the U.S. under a consent decree, with export restrictions in place to ensure timely device remediation for U.S. patients. The text discusses the surge in mergers and acquisitions, M&A, within the pharmaceutical technology sector, highlighting the impact on the industry. It also explores the use of artificial intelligence, AI, in the pharma industry beyond drug discovery. The PharmaVoice 100 list features professionals making an impact in the industry, providing a platform for networking and recognition. It mentions eClinical Solutions CEO Raj Indapuri's perspective on being part of the list and the benefits it brings. Overall, significant developments are happening in biopharma industry ranging from funding to technological advancements and regulatory challenges. Stay tuned for more updates on Pharma and Biotech Daily Podcast.